Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal noises, the tremble of cool, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hello, After Rotters, and all those amazing people out there in the world of the web and everything else, and crawling, creepy, and everything else. Tonight we have a guest on named Jesse Wolf. Hi, Jesse.
Good evening, sir.
How goes it with you?
Everything goes well, thank you.
And how are you feeling cryptozoologically?
Wow. I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, that's good, because I figured we're going to talk about monsters tonight, right?
Yes, we are.
So, I have a little breakdown of what I consider a general listing of types of monsters, and I was just going to throw them out at you randomly, and then we can talk more expansively.
Good.
I did a little bit of work, tiny, just a little bit, just... tiny little bit. I normally do all of my homework right before the show.
Me too.
There you go. So, I only listed out animal-based, dead-based, supernatural-based, man-made-based, and threw in aliens, etc., because whatever.
Aliens.
Aliens. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're responsible for all the problems in the world, but you know what? It was aliens.
Probably was.
Yeah.
They're...
So...
I was going to say they're listening, so...
I'm okay with that. I actually have secret messages embedded in the broadcast just for them.
Nice.
So if you heard the word... meep... that was too loud, and you weren't supposed to hear that.
Not to be confused by that quiet burp that I just did. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We didn't hear that quiet burp, so it works out well. Now, so, as far as I'm concerned, monsters are everywhere. Every mythology, every kind of cultural environment has something with monsters. Right?
I agree.
So... do you have a particular favorite area of monster zoology or whatever?
I think I'm a little more fascinated with you know, the cryptids and the urban legends and even the stuff that ekes over into creepypastas.
Creepypasta. Please explain the creepypasta for the listeners.
I think creepypastas basically sum down to... monsters that have kind of developed over the internet, really. I mean, it's kind of the new era of urban legend.
Like the first time I... Thin Man?
Slenderman?
Slenderman, that one.
Which I believe might have been, you know, something that spun off of Thin Man, but to me, it's kind of hard anymore to really differentiate the urban legends from the creepypastas because they're so entwined. And some things that started as urban legends seem to kind of bleed over onto the internet and pick up a lot of popularity there. So, like black-eyed children, for instance, I think it's debatable whether or not that's actually an urban legend or creepypasta.
Okay.
Things like that, yeah.
So I was just looking up creepypasta on the wiki, and I just had to laugh at the first two that came up. Three that came up. Jeff the Killer. Ted the Caver, and Ben Drowned.
I've heard of Ben Drowned before, but I can't... I've spent way too much time watching an excessive amount of YouTube channels, and some of them have dealt with Ben Drowned, but after so many hours, these things tend to bleed together until I go back and refresh my memory.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is full of a lot of crazy and creepy crap, which...
no!
I guess which is why I gravitated to it a little more than some of the traditional monsters that we have.
Okay. So, oh, and we've got a list of cryptids as well. Look at that. I haven't heard of that guy. Have heard of those. Not so familiar with that one. What the heck? Who calls a monster Champ?
someone who's very encouraging, and they're nurturing their monster.
Nurturing of the monsters. That's good. That's good. Because, you know, we need more monsters in the world, right?
I think we have plenty. But, you know, hey, there's room for more.
Okay, so I have to tell you my favorite in this list.
Okay.
It goes with the name of a beer as well.
Hmm.
And it's in the water.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry, what did you say?
You said beer. I said coronavirus. I apologize.
Oh.
Sorry, beer. I did not mean to bring them into that conversation.
So I heard that Corona Beer was trying to change its name to Ebola virus. Because they figure it would have less of a negative stick.
Which is ironic.
Exactly. Because how many videos did you see afterwards of people boring out their Corona beer because it's like, oh, we're going to infect it because of this?
I think that depends on where you live.
I did see a few. And I giggled every time. And I still giggle every time I see something like it. And I think, yep, okay. Whatever works for you.
I mean, I've never been a big beer drinker anyway, so it really doesn't upset me any. But, you know, Corona gotta sell some beer. I get it. So you were saying...
Sorry.
You like that cryptid? It sounded like beer?
No, there is one that has a name of a beer. And I'll use a voice that goes close to a release the Kraken.
Ah.
There is a beer called Kraken.
There's also liquor. I think I have a bottle of it.
Oh, is
I don't
it
drink
the liquor
it,
or the beer? I don't know.
I just remember
it's got a cool bottle.
It's like rum? Isn't it rum?
Could be.
Is Kraken rum?
Uh-oh.
Let me see.
Now I gotta look that up.
Is Kraken rum?
There is a Kraken beer and a Kraken rum.
Black spiced rum. That's what
yep.
we have. Because it's that
Ooh,
pretty
bottle. That's the bottle I was thinking about anyways. Righto.
Hey, that bottle's over on my bookshelf.
Say what now?
It's pretty sad. I could have just looked over at my bookshelf and cleared that up for us.
Well, I can look over at my bookshelf and see an Iron Maiden bottle of beer.
Mm.
And a Zombie Zinfandel.
Well, that makes
over
sense.
10 years old, and I'm never going to drink it because I don't drink red wine. Or wine, periodly.
I don't really either.
Okay. So what are some of your favorite cryptids?
I think my very favorite is still Mothman. I'm loyal.
Mothman.
Who doesn't love a good Mothman?
Well, maybe a Mothwoman?
Possibly. I mean, especially if they're not, like, you know, taking out the garbage. But, you know, to be fair, it's not necessarily that I believe in them, and I hate to say that. I'd like to, because I think they're just fantastic. They're probably just an owl, really. I mean, I know they said sandhill crane, but I've seen what cranes look like, and I don't think they match that description enough. I think Mothman's just really a big-ass owl.
Not a shite pokey?
What?
I looked up the Mothman, and due to an unusually large heron, he termed a shite pokey or a shit pokey.
Shite poke?
I don't know.
That I think someone's making that up.
Well, like many things on the internet, right?
No, nothing
no,
ever.
Nothing. Everything on the internet is right?
I've heard that. And I'm not going to argue because, I mean, I've heard a few theories. I looked it up just because,
okay.
You know, I was curious. And some people said sand cranes.
I saw
they
that.
They have those red feathers by their eyeballs. So they're like, well, this would explain the description of the eyes. I don't think so, unless those feathers glow or something.
Well, everything looks glowy in the right light.
I suppose. But, I mean, owls got those big round eyeballs and hit a light on it, right? To me, they would seem more like reflectors, which is how Mothman's eyes are described. in the dark. So I felt like, you know, and plus I watched that movie, The Mothman Prophecies. So I know what those Mothmen all look like, and they all look like giant owls.
Ooh, creepy owls.
Owls are wise creatures, cool. Though.
And very violent.
They throw up their food, like into these pellets.
Really? Did not.
I may
know
have
that.
Gotten that fact from Z. Frank.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to have to look up more about owls. I love owls. They're cool.
I think they're cool too. I think Mothmen are distinctly less creepy if you think they're just misidentified owls. But, you know, you got a town now that gets its livelihood off of the idea of Mothmen. And they have a festival every year, and they got a big Mothman statue. And one day I'd like to go when everybody's less contagious. That would be a thing to do.
Now, what city are we talking about?
Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant where?
On the Ohio-West Virginia border.
Okay, cool.
Because
everything I hear said here was Chicago. I was like, okay.
In 2017, I believe there were 55 reports of possible Mothman sightings. I almost said werewolf for some stupid reason. 55 sightings, but you know, the whole idea with Mothman is that they're harbingers. So when you see them, it means something bad is about to happen. Ooh. And I'm not sure what that's referring to, because Chicago's just been doing Chicago for years now. So
they had some bad times.
Unless Mothman was just being really opinionated about Chicago, I don't know exactly what those Mothman sightings precluded. I like the idea of Mothman like skirting places like Pripyat, you know, right before Chernobyl. And I realize I probably did not pronounce that correctly.
I'm going to be on the same page with you in a bunch of those things. Because I love trying to pronounce names that I shouldn't even bother until I've heard it.
I am so bad at that. And that's the thing, you know, when I was looking up yokai and the Filipino as wong and stuff like that, I realized I couldn't pronounce any of the creatures' names. As
funny
fascinating
enough,
as
there's
they are.
There's a way
so.
You can look that up.
Yeah, you know what? I think those translators are lying to me. So,
well, I agree, because they keep saying Cerberus is pronounced Cerberus, and I know it's pronounced Kerberus.
Wait, it's not Cerebus?
It's not Cerebus. It's Kerberus.
Dang it.
I'm pretty sure. I have been corrected by a number of people, but I still say they're wrong, because I don't care. I'm pronouncing it the way I pronounce it, because that's the way I do it.
But you know, it makes sense, because in the morning when I see my ferrets all laying together and it's a three-headed ferret staring back at me and I'm like, good morning, Cerebus, they give me the weirdest look.
I know.
It's because I'm mispronouncing it.
It's Greek mythology, and this is the thing I have with Celtics and Celtics.
Mm.
The word is pronounced Celtics.
Yeah, I always
people keep pronouncing
it
Celtics. They pronounced everything with a hard C. Whatever.
I pronounce everything with a touch of liquor, so.
There you go. A touch, a taste, a tad, whatever works, it's good nor bad. See, I rhymed.
You are a poet.
I have done it.
I've heard. I mean, and I've read. I've heard and read.
Oh,
we go
read?
Way back.
Cool.
I've been known to.
Well, that's good, because it's a good habit to have. Reading is a very important skill to know.
It's true. I mean, sometimes I mix it up. I get my knowledge offline.
Did you know you can take the copy of the entire Wikipedia database and put it on your phone?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Did you know that that's what it was originally designed for?
No.
Not necessarily as a phone, but as a portable, removable offline device.
I did not. And the last few times I've signed on, they're like, yo, you need to give us some money. So I would imagine I couldn't do that for free right now. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, part of the whole thing was an information-based design so that it has, if you're in the middle of a disaster-struck area, you have quick and easy access to information on your portable device.
How amendable is that stuff, though, right? Can't people go in and edit things if they feel like the information is incorrect?
Absolutely true.
And that's worrisome, because if that's the only access you have and someone has had more than a few too many.
It happens. And that's why the whole peer review thing is supposed to capture the things where somebody does something stupid or dangerous or inordinately incorrect and just flat out wrong. Of course, the whole peer system is based on if your peers are not being any better than you, information could be incorrect.
It's very true.
But since we were speaking of the Mothman, I wanted to make sure we didn't miss out on speaking about Mothra.
Ah, delightful.
So, I mean, when we look at the difference between a lot of the mythological and the more contemporary cryptids, creepypasta stuff, then we have movie stuff, which is not necessarily always accurate.
That's where we jump from Cryptopedia to Kaiju.
Kaiju!
Did I totally pronounce that correctly?
Nope. You pronounced it close enough as far as anybody else in North America is pronouncing it.
Take nabbit.
No, it's right, as far as I know. I mean, it's like saying Godzilla is Godzilla as opposed to being Gojira.
I kind of like Gojira, though.
Gojira is easier to say, I think. But it's what it is.
And plus, it shortcuts me right to that moment where I've had way too many drinks.
What?
Mm.
I don't know where that is or how that happens. It's a really weird effect when I'm doing this because the way I'm recording the audio, I hear myself speaking and it's freaky.
Are you echoing?
No, I hear myself like one half of a second after I say something.
Oh, that is weird.
It's like, okay, I just said, oh, shit. Now I'm going to say, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Okay. There. It's weird. It's just weird. That's all I'm saying. So, back to monsters. Why do you think monsters are such a prevalent part of the human nature?
I think most of them were devices that people used, cautionary tales, you know, morality stories, things to kind of explain things that they couldn't really explain, you know, mysterious
like Grimm's fairy
events.
Tales.
Yeah, mysterious events, maybe just things to keep children in line. I think a lot of them kind of developed as ways to keep children from misbehaving because that seems to be a prevalent theme, especially considering how many of them seem to prey on little children.
And become Disney stories.
Yeah, weird.
Weird, wonderful, different choices of words. I mean,
true.
My favorite thing is still the whole idea of the Little Mermaid. The original story is very violent. She kills
and
the
incredibly
prince.
And it's really depressing. I mean,
yeah.
I guess it depends on the version of it. But the version I grew up with was the one where she failed. He went off with someone else. She turned into foam on the ocean, which, you know, is really not a happy ending.
No, that's a very depressing ending.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Better than the version I heard.
Which version were you?
She kills the prince and then commits suicide and then falls into the sea and turns into rocks.
Oh, that is also grim.
It's like, yeah, I was okay with it. Good shit happens.
It seems more realistic. I mean, if we're going to be honest here.
Well, yeah, I mean, how many princes actually end up marrying a real mermaid? I mean, we've all seen the movie Splash.
Hmm.
Wouldn't necessarily call him a prince, but whatever.
Oh, well, we tend to glamorize the whole idea of a mermaid, but factually, they're really monsters anyway, if you look back at their roots. So, you know.
Sitting by the edge of the sea, singing the sea mint into the ocean, and sucking on the marrow out of their bones.
Oh, wait, they suck marrow too? That's pretty cool.
I think they did.
I knew that they lured ships into the rocks. So there was
somehow,
that.
Somehow, right?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. I'm willing to bet some of them were less friendly than others.
Some of them were a bit more aggressive, I'm sure, too.
Some were super hungry. I mean, you gotta eat. So it's entirely possible that Oh, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Well, there are so many different kinds of monsters to talk about. So going from that particular thing, I could easily go into succubi and incubi, but I think we'll skip them. I'm just saying. Let's see, what else is a good one? So, we have, you're more into the contemporary monster people, so that's cool. I'm much more into the mythological and a lot of the old school legendary creatures.
I mean, I'm not turning my nose up at them either. Dragons?
Dragons are awesome.
They are. I don't necessarily consider them monsters, though. Only because
do you consider them friends?
Yes.
I do.
Yes. Some are quite friendly and cute, you know. There's Puff, and there's Falcor, and so I mean, not all monsters are bad. In you know, certain cultures, monsters are good. In certain cultures, dragons are good luck. That's where I was going with that.
Yes,
I guess monsters could be too, because
I just caught a name of a thing, and I was reading it, and it's like, what? Castilian Lisp.
Well, that's what I have.
Okay. It's an urban legend claiming that the prevalence of the sound, which I cannot pronounce, in Spanish, can be traced back to a Spanish king who spoke with a lisp, and whose pronunciation spread by prestige borrowing to the rest of the population. It's been discredited by scholars, because, whatever.
They take all the fun out of it.
Seriously, those damn scholars.
See, I could have, assigned some regal name to the reason I constantly get tongue-tied and butcher everything with my mouth.
Is it the licked hang?
Yes.
That's apparently an urban legend as well.
Ooh. Oh.
I love reading new stuff. I mean, some of them I've heard of before, like Slender Man. I knew that one. But some of these are just like, what? Hippo eats dwarf. Okay.
I suppose if it's hungry.
Hungry, hungry hippos. They got to get that name from somewhere.
Exactly. What we did not know were the marbles were just embodied dwarves.
Yeah. Wait, no, that's inappropriate and politically incorrect. We can't use that. Cut, 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 cut. Nope. Okay. So
I was talking about the creature ones, the actual ones, not the physical condition.
Whatever you do, don't tell the elf. Those dwarves.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Throw some random monsters out at me. I might know them. I might not. Show your favorite.
We've already discussed Mothman. If we were still stuck in something like creepypastas, I'm still rather fond of Slender Man. Even though I've yet to see a really decent film about Slender Man, I like him.
Explain a little bit about Slender Man. And before you go there, at Fan Expo, local convention, last year, the year before, I can't remember what it was, this one guy was walking around, done up as Slender Man. He was awesome. He was on stilts. He was at least 9 feet tall. And he stayed
for me,
in character
the
entire time.
That's pretty cool.
It is. But go ahead. Explain some Slender Man.
I don't know what the origins of Slender Man are supposed to be, other than it kind of devolved off of creepypastas on the internet in those forms. Thin, faceless, pale, beckons people to do their bidding, more or less, maybe? I've watched documentaries like that one particular case where two girls lured their friend into the woods and tried to kill her because Slender Man expected them to, and she didn't die, gratefully. But they managed to land a number of really boring documentaries about it, so there you go.
I've heard of a few of them.
Yeah, the movie had potential to be really great. I think what frustrated me is they didn't pull anything new or different into it. There was no real origin for it. you know, the pictures they used as evidence of him were the same things that everybody's already seen online. Like, I didn't understand why they didn't pull in something new for the purpose of the movie. So that was a little frustrating. I had high hopes for it, and that was a bummer. But despite that, I still kind of dig that idea. Slenderman seems truly creepy to me.
Did you know that there's a parody of Slenderman in Minecraft called Enderman?
I've heard of Enderman, and I think there was a time when my youngest was really into Minecraft. And I don't remember if Enderman was the character he liked best. Now he sticks to Roblox. So he transitioned away from that. But I remember hearing about Enderman. I didn't really follow the whole Minecraft thing.
It's okay. The only part I know about Minecraft was in the Opa Gangnam Style song. And that's it.
My son went from Minecraft stuff to Roblox, which I feel like is a very similar offshoot, but he builds mods for it, so that's pretty cool. He did go through a phase where he was into Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah,
which seemed legitimately creepy, I have to admit. For as basic as it really was, it was actually kind of like, you know, jarring, or, you know. I don't like jump scares is the thing. You would think I did, but I'm not good with them. If something jumps out at me, my instinct is kind of just punch, which does not go over well when you go through haunted houses.
Okay. So I went through a haunted house last year, the year before, and they always put me in the front. I was like, why? Because you can deal with that stuff. Yeah, I deal with it. I laugh at them. It's hilarious. See,
the last time I went through a haunted house, I was with two friends, both guys, both like 6'3". So I stood between them, and I clung to the jacket of the guy in front of me and would not look around, because I knew darn well that they were going to look for me and they were going to yell at me. And
yep.
And even though you knew it was going to happen and they weren't actually going to do anything, it's just that whole action of screaming at me suddenly that just makes me jump out of my skin. And my reflexes, you know, strike first.
I am in the same boat. It's not a good thing to jump up on me and yell at me, because I might punch you in the face.
I mean, it's nothing personal.
Exactly. It's a response characterized by a situational environment.
I mean, afterwards, there might be some fist bumping involved. I'd be like, yo, mm-hmm. I'll buy you a soda. I don't know. But in that moment, yeah, you just scared the crap out of me. I'm probably going to hit you. I'm short, though. I mean,
you got to make up for it for being feisty.
Yeah, and it'd be like, oh, look, how adorable. The rodent.
Wait, Slenderman has a daughter.
Oh, well, that I did not know.
Named Skinny Sally.
See, that's shaming.
Who is portrayed as a young girl covered in cuts and bruises.
It seems like they would just call her Sally.
I would tend to agree with that, but I think that name has been taken by Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So call her Scally.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not going to go with it. So, Slenderman's your favorite of the creepypasta stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair.
I just like the title, Jeff the Killer. That makes me funny.
And I've heard of him, but, you know, I don't spend a lot of time in the creepypasta forums. But, like, again, you know, I'll trowel YouTube for hours and just let, you know, the videos auto-cue, and I'll just learn about whatever pops up. I probably watched a video about Jeff the Killer at some point. But it's just, like Ben Drowned, a little bit lost on it. I mean, with a name like Jeff, he's got to do something. I mean, no one's afraid of Jeff.
Jeff? No, I'm not afraid of Jeff.
I mean, Jeff the anal retentive probably would not have the same punch. So
let me think about that for a second. He might get punched a little bit more.
I mean, and that probably isn't what he wants.
Probably not what he's going for, no. Okay, so some more monsters. What do you like? What do you like? What do you like? Loch Ness?
Well, I mean, obviously. But you know,
Ogopogo?
Isn't Ogopogo like Loch Ness?
He's exactly like Loch Ness, but he's in Lake Okanagan.
Ah. You know, the lake creatures, though, as far as those go, I guess I would think of them as cryptids, but not necessarily monsters. I guess okay. For me, when I think of monster, I can't really say its intent either. Never mind. I'm just totally bullshitting.
No worries.
I guess that, you know, yeah, those are monsters. I know when I was a kid, I was completely fascinated with the idea of Loch Ness. My brother had a really cool poster on his wall above his bed that he probably got from Busch Gardens, because at Busch Gardens, one of their most popular rides, at least at the one by me, is the Loch Ness Monster. Mm-hmm. Because everything there is based off of old European, you know, legends, folklore, attractions, that kind of thing. So there's the Loch Ness. And at one point, I think they put that poster out, and it's like these guys in a little fishing boat, and honestly, that doesn't look like a loch, though, in that poster. With what I remember, it seemed like they were in a lake or a river that was somehow inside of a cave, and there was the Loch Ness rearing up behind them as this fierce serpent creature. But over the years, I think my image of Loch Ness changed to something a little more, I don't know, even affectionate, like... I mean, everybody calls it Nessie. It doesn't seem like something that we would necessarily be afraid of. And then I saw that water horse movie. So it's like, well, that's just freaking adorable. See, and this would be a good segue into something like, you know, Black Eyed Kids or Aliens, since there are some theories that they're all connected to each other.
Okay. So that sounds like Aliens might be a good segue going on here. You were saying what? You think they're connected?
To Black Eyed Children, yes, I do. Black Eyed Children started as an urban legend like in the late 90s out of Texas. As you know, those creepy little kids that show up kind of asking for help, and they're wearing hoodies so you can't really see their faces that well. They're really pale, and they may want you to let them in.
I had
in.
To look them up because I'd never heard of them before.
Really? Oh, yeah. They're fascinating. And after, you know, the late 90s, they started showing up more. But I've read theories and discussions where they believe that black-eyed children are actually related to Men in Black. Because some of the features...
I was going to say X-Files.
Yeah, the features are somewhat the same. You know, they're wearing dark clothes. You don't see their eyes. They're pale. They make you uneasy. You may not even be exactly sure why. And then I've read other threads that think that both creations, creators, people, whatever the heck they are, might actually just be, you know, costumed variations of Zeta Grey aliens that are using disguises.
Oh, they can't disguise me. They can, but it's not going to work.
It's like, do you have a confession right now? 'Cause
Nope. Well, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, because then we'll go into the other segue that I already mentioned is one of the types of monsters I like.
Zombies?
Dead things!
Oh, dead things.
Dead things.
Okay. I thought it was that D word that I can't pronounce. Those Norse undead creatures.
Thragr.
See, I can't pronounce that.
Well, you give it a couple of tries and attempts or whatever. You can probably figure it out. I was just going to mention, on this list of monsters I was looking at in folklore, I just... came across one and it made me giggle because I've heard of them before. Drop bears.
Oh, God.
Vicious
is that really
koalas
folklore?
That inhabits treetops and drops under the heads of its prey and sucks out their blood.
See, I thought that was just people trolling on the internet.
I think most of these things are about people trolling on the internet.
I never really thought of drop bears as folklore.
I didn't either. I thought that was a whole sickness thing where they were just falling out of trees. I mean, they had this whole thing where the koalas were suffering from a disease that they shouldn't be getting because they got it from humans, and that was bad. And their population was just falling out of trees every once in a while. I was like, plop, oh, there's a koala. Plop, oh, there's another one.
See, I would have just called them clumsy, but drop bear sounds better.
Well... they were kind of losing certain neurological aspects of their ability to do anything. Not so much lazy, they just couldn't anymore.
They were just unmotivated.
Correct.
Right.
So, dead things. I mean, come on. What's not to like about dead things?
Well, I mean, sure, if you're into decay, I mean...
Well, everything decays.
This is true. I mean, I can't argue.
And I mean, everybody loves vampires, right?
No.
No?
I mean, yes and no. I like them fine as monsters. I mean, you know, that's cool. I don't like them as prom dates. That's just me.
Well, I can understand it might necessarily be a particular switch being turned. I don't know. It's just, I've heard so many things about people loving vampires. I mean, come on, that stupid movie Twilight.
Ugh.
Exactly.
I mean, to be fair, there's people on my Facebook who profess to be vampires, and I'm not going to argue with them. I mean, they might have teeth and stuff. You know, you can be whatever you call yourself. I am not going to argue. And they call themselves vampires. I'm like, all right, you're a vamp.
Not to be confused with actual vamps. That's a whole different ball of wax.
I mean, I guess I guess that's a lifestyle choice, and that's cool.
Well, there are people who actually suffer from vampiric tendencies, and this is some scientifically proven shit, where there are some people that have some symptoms that make it look like they're vampires. But I don't think they go around sucking out people's blood through the jugular.
Well, you know, that would just be...
crass and rude.
Frowned on in polite society.
Uncouth and uncalled for. Yeah. So, do you like trolls? Not, I mean, internet data trolls. I mean trolls. The idea of trolls from Scandinavian mythology.
I mean, I haven't done a lot of digging into the trolls yet, but they are on my list. So, I'm certainly not opposed to a troll.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Troll Hunter?
I have not.
You should watch that movie for an awesome perspective of trolls.
I mean, I've seen Leprechaun, and that was pretty scarring.
That's not the same thing. They're like little tiny and scary creatures. These are huge creatures.
That's what surprises me sometimes when I go looking things up, is how vastly different it is from what I thought it was.
True.
And with trolls and elves, I think I tend to be confused a lot of times and completely misunderstanding what they are or how they appear.
Yeah, I could see that. Seeing as how a lot of our perceptions of a lot of these creatures and the characterizations behind them comes from, oh wait, Hollywood?
Exactly.
It's like, what? How could you get this wrong? So wrong! So wrong! I'm just saying. I mean, come on, Baba Yaga? Baba Yaga is awesome. They kind of got it right in Hellboy. I'm not going any further with it because I hear dead air.
No, I've been studying up on Baba Yaga. I haven't seen any films where she's featured. I know she shows up in a few.
One would think Hellboy
I'd seen one. Hellboy, because I do like Del Toro, but I haven't actually seen the Hellboy
not
movies.
Not the Del Toro version.
No?
This is the version that came out 2 years ago that has What's-His-Face Harbor from Stranger Things in it as Hellboy.
Ah.
So this
I will
is
have
the
to
remake.
Look that up. Okay, I have not. I definitely haven't seen the remake. I was just, you know, going off the originals.
So there's a bit of a slab in there for Baba Yaga, and I thought they did a really good job of it in that one. The movie itself is kind of disjointed, but there's a lot of these bits that are great, and they just kind of strung it together in a way that's like, this doesn't quite actually work for me.
Yeah, I'm actually studying Baba Yaga for some future poetry.
Ooh.
So that's why I was looking it up. Since she is a specific figure in horror, I wanted to kind of focus on her a bit. So
well,
her
Baba
and
Yaga
her
is an interesting
strange
one.
Chicken-legged shack and her bone fences. Like, I'm not sure what the deal... I mean, I've read about the chicken legs. I still don't really understand why they went that route with it, but... I know that they are a part of her lore, so...
If you see a HUD walking towards you that has chicken legs, I'm pretty sure the shit is going to be scared out of you.
If I see a HUD on chicken legs walking towards me, I am immediately calling my shrink. So...
okay. That works.
I love monsters. I'm also a bit skeptical, but I love them. So...
Why wouldn't we? I mean, I have this list of approximately 5,000 different monsters ranging across all kinds of different cultural environments. I love them. I've heard of some of them, but not all of them. Like, I have never heard of a wirikow. That one sounds interesting. I may have to look that one up.
Wirikows are like boogeymen.
Yeah. Okay.
I came across that when I was trying to do research on, gosh, how's it pronounced? Bubek? Bubek?
Bodak?
Bok? Is that how it's pronounced?
That's
oh,
how
man.
I read it, but it's not. Scottish is such a hard thing to pronounce if you're not actually Scottish, which I'm not.
I think
not.
Bubek is actually Polish, but oh, they're all kind of the same thing. They're just from different cultures. Mm-hmm. Bubek, B-U-B-A-K, little double dot thing above the A. I don't know how that's pronounced. I probably should have run it through a...
Oh, that one is what you were saying. This is not the one I was mentioning.
But wirikows are kind of part of the same thing. They're all sort of similar creatures. Or at least according probably to Wikipedia or some source that I was looking through. I really had to dig on that one. I couldn't find as much information about bubeks as I'd hoped for. That's the only thing with some monsters is they're still a bit obscure. So when you go looking for them, it doesn't really tell you a lot. I mean, bubeks themselves, I think, kind of draw to mind things like, you know, the creature in Jeepers Creepers. The strange scarecrow thing out in the middle of the field.
I'll share a little fun fact, which is not so fun, about that movie afterwards.
Crossed with a Pied Piper, in
Ooh,
a way.
I like the Pied Piper.
So bubeks were kind of a Polish version of a boogeyman. Once again, keep naughty children in line.
Ooh, like the Krampus? I like Krampus.
Kind of like Krampus, yeah.
Krampus
also
is awesome.
Kind of like a... Good Lord, how do you pronounce her name? Grilla?
Grilla?
Grilla? Grilla.
Grilla.
She's kind of also a Christmas feature from Iceland.
Not to be confused with Gorilla.
Definitely not confused with gorillas, no. She birthed the 13 Yule Lads. You know the Yule Lads.
Grilla, let's do a scourge. Not to be confused with that.
Gryla. Once again, one of those little funny things.
With a Y.
Yeah.
Gryla the witch.
Yes, she's a witch. I've seen some refer to her as a troll. She's a giantess. Apparently, she's a really big witch. And she makes a stew of children, naughty children, around Christmas time.
They are a group of 13 mischievous pranksters who steal from or harass the population. The Yule Lads.
They sound delightful, but they're really not. Well, you know what? They are now. I think traditionally they weren't. But over time, you know, the whole mythos sort of softened and became something more lighthearted and delightful.
Like the Krampus Parade. We have a Krampus Parade here in Toronto now.
Do you?
Yep. Every December the 5th.
We only have Krampus movies here.
Okay, now I have to do it. United States Krampus Parade. Go. New Orleans has one.
Ah, yes, I'm not even close to them.
Yeah, I know. but it's slowly taking stride in the U.S. Asbury Park, they've apparently had one. Something happened in Texas.
Of course something happened in Texas.
Well, a lot of things happen in Texas. There's a lot of Krampus movies, by the way. I'm not going to look at Krampus anymore because I like Krampus and it's fun stuff.
Me too. I particularly enjoy that one with Adam Scott. Not because of Adam Scott. No, I'm lying. Totally because of Adam Scott. But it's a good movie. It's kind of fun. Kind of campy.
Okay, now I have
Krampus-y
to look that up.
Krampus-y even.
Adam Scott? I don't know this person.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the one called Krampus. I did see that.
Creatively titled. So.
Well, it was a good movie. Ooh, did this one have the burning pixies or whatever with the... gingerbread men?
It did have the gingerbread men in it.
Yeah, I like that one. That had the kid.
Little butt heads. Yeah, it's you know, it is now part of our, you know, traditional Christmas viewing, right up there with Christmas Vacation and Elf.
Santa's Sleigh.
Oh, I have not seen that.
That's my Christmas movie go-to.
I think I've seen Black Christmas once when I was younger. I'm kind of behind on my Christmas horror. I did see that one with the Christmas trees, though.
Treevenge?
You probably shared it online. Yeah.
Treevenge? So yeah! I've
seen Treevenge.
Love that movie. Okay, so Christmas monsters. We've got those out of the way. We've had some Slavic ones. What else we got? What else we got?
Well, you mentioned Loch Ness and Ooga Booga. Wait, no.
Ogopogo.
Close. I was so close. But when I was looking up water horses, you know, obviously Kelpies are a big one.
Kelpies
and
are a big one.
I discovered the Ichusik, which are like Kelpies, but meaner. And then I realized the only actual real differences between Kelpies and Ichusiks are where you find them, because Kelpies are in rivers and streams, and Ichusiks show up in the larger bodies of water, which I guess is why they tend to be a little more ferocious.
Because they've got more to play with?
Well, their skin turns to glue, although I've read things that say Kelpies do the same thing, and I'm not sure if that's true or not. I thought Kelpies basically just rode you into the water and then drowned you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ichusiks, what I read is their skin actually turns to glue, so you can't get off of them. And once they drown you, they eat you. Everything except your liver, which like then floats back up.
They don't like... I can't understand why they wouldn't like liver. Same thing I don't like.
I mean, it's the only part, though. Everything else, it's like a tasty feast. So all of you's gone except for your liver. And the only real difference, I think, is the location, I guess.
Okay.
They both tend to turn into beautiful horses or handsome men for some reason, standing beside water. I don't know why any woman would be enchanted by a guy standing there with seaweed all in his hair. That's obviously not normal. Got to question how gullible someone is. You know, hey, what's with all that seaweed in your hair? And all they can say back is something like,
come with me if you want to live.
I was legit trying to make that sound with my mouth that horses do, and I totally failed. Sure, that works too.
Okay.
It's just the that sound.
Oh.
That is a tough sound for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that to me would be a warning right there. That's probably not a normal guy. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. That would probably sound about right.
But that kind of thing is weird because you know you've got your Kelpies and you've got your Ichusiks, and they have also got Selkies, which I think are seals that become people.
Yes.
Mostly women, from what I understand, and you can keep it if you find their seal hide and hide it from them. So there's that. They got a thing with like people shape-shifting from animals and stuff.
And I have a theory about that. And a lot of it is the over-sexualization or under-sexualization of a lot of older cultures where it's like, oh, it's taboo. Therefore, it must be monstrous.
And you know what? It was probably effective.
Yeah.
So.
Don't have sex with seals. Probably a good call.
And it's sad that one would even need to say that, though, is the thing. Like.
I know. you would think the immediate they put on products.
I'd be like, well, yeah. I mean.
It's like, it should be pretty straightforward. Do not put your stuff in stuff in an animal that swims in the sea, right? Kind of straightforward.
I mean, it kind of goes without saying. Like, yeah. I mean, I've never ever looked at a seal and said, "Man, that seal got game." I don't do it, so I don't really understand why that would need to be a warning. But you're right. I mean, product warnings in general are kind of like, well. No shit.
Yeah. This is hot. You just ordered a hot coffee. Yeah. This cup could be hot. and they had to put that on because of a lawsuit where somebody dropped it in her lap and sued them for $1 million. And it's like, oh, well, as part of this, we have to make sure we put that label on the cup. Okay.
Or it's kind of like, you know, like those labels on food products, you know, you're buying a pack of cheese and it says may contain dairy. Like, geez,
yep.
I really hope so.
And for certain medical things, for external application only, what are you eating it? Apparently some people were.
Yeah, the best thing with the medical warnings, though, is when you get through the commercials with the medications and they've just rattled off this long list of do's and don'ts. Do not use this product if you're allergic to this product. Like, I can't believe that has to be put in there.
Yeah, a lot of that. So, monsters as a metaphor or a meta exploration of don't do this.
Exactly.
You could die.
And I think that's what a lot of it was. I mean, and depending on the culture, sometimes they served greater purposes than that. Like, you know, the yokai, there's many of them, and they're not all actual monsters. I mean, they have monsters such as the Jorogumo, which were actual monstrous creatures, but then they have others that really kind of just represent things that happen in nature anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're expecting exact names, and I kind of didn't get that far in my head.
No, it's okay. I'll let you off the hook with trying to come up with some names, because I just came up with a couple of names like, ooh, I like those guys. But it's got nothing to do with what you were just talking about.
There's so many yokai.
Let's see. I'm going to put up some yokai as well. Hoop, boop, boop, boop. Now, yokai, being an Asian, is like, is Japanese, Chinese, or what?
Japanese.
So I'm going to mention one. Have you heard of kappas?
I have.
They're like, I think the Japanese version of like goblins, gremlins, trolls, that sort of thing. Usually small monster creatures, but they're mischievous.
River child. That's
like that.
The translation, yes. So, yeah, humanoids, reptilian, hanging out in the rivers, kind of like kelpies, but completely different in a different other country, yeah.
Obaki no rikishi. Japanese is actually surprisingly not that hard to pronounce. We got Yama no ki, mountains, Michi no ki, paths. A bunch of other ones there as well.
Kappa, yes. The yokai that loves butts. I don't.
Yes. There's a reason why I got a kick out of them. That and the fact that I have a movie called Death Kappa, which is weird.
That would be weird.
Not as weird as it sounds like, but it's a different kind of weird.
Yes,
so, you like
Kappa.
The yokai.
I like some of them. There's a lot still for me to learn, but it seemed like it was kind of an all-purpose kind of classification, because some of them, you know, were monsters that do monster things, but others really kind of just explain things that happened. And then there were, like, yokai that show up in bathrooms, because, again, I'm always baffled by how much happens in bathrooms in Japanese culture. It's, like, a lot. Lot of their urban legends and their creatures and stuff seem to specifically inhabit bathrooms or show up in bathrooms.
All right. I can understand some of that. Apparently, Japanese culture has an extreme fascination with butts.
I don't know if it's the butt part itself or just the bathroom.
No, it's the butts as well. Because some of
those the
movies I've seen is like, why this obsession with stuff in and out of the butt? You know I like to watch a lot of splatter movies, right?
Yes.
So there's Japanese category of splatter movie, and there's almost every single time somebody gets stabbed with a sword in the butt, or a series of movies I've watched where they have swords that come out of their butts, or shuriken come out of their butts, Or even better, there's a movie called Zombie Ass. Oh, no, it's better. I won't watch this movie. It's about shit zombies.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes. So they turn around, bend over, out goes, and it infects people. Not the kind of movie I'm going to watch.
It's certainly not while you're eating.
Oh, that wouldn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want to see a lot of shit flying through the air. But that's me. Call me silly that way. Ooh, I like the name of this. Buddhist painting such as the Hell Scroll. Ooh. Hmm. Going back to yokai.
Ah.
This was some, where was that? Ooh. Hayaki yokai. Yogo. Yeah.
I don't even know how you would pronounce that.
Which?
Was that several words?
That was several words, actually. Hayaki, I know how to pronounce. Yeah, that one I can't pronounce because it's got some weird kind of thing on the top. Oh, that's a different variation. Hayaki Yako. Sometimes
no
a riot, sometimes an orderly procession.
Huh.
Okay.
So that's not a creature, right? Or is that a creature embodying something, a phenomena?
It's a phenomena.
Okay.
It just grabbed me word-wise. So there is actually a Japanese manga publisher that, now that I'm reading some of this, now I know where they got their name from. It's called Oni Press.
Ah, well.
They have weird books. It's mostly art. It's mostly, I don't know, call it artistic merit stuff. Whatever. So, it's wrapping up to about the end of the show. So, what would you say if you wanted to tell somebody to go and get into monsters? What would you point them in the direction of?
I think I would first tell them to go check out the Aswang of the Filipino cultures. Because that might have been some of the creepiest crap I ran across. Aswang,
okay.
A-S-W-A-N-G. They're shapeshifters.
And we all love a good shapeshifter.
I mean, they suck viscera and stuff. They're really gross.
I thought you were going to say something else there.
Oh, well, no.
It's okay.
This is not that
viscera,
kind of show.
Viscera, it's a good thing. It's a good word. Great word. It's one of my favorite words in my top 100.
It's a delightful word, yes.
It also is the root derivative for the word visceral.
That makes sense.
So, Jesse, thanks for coming on, talking about monsters and all sorts of weird stuff. That's been awesome.
Thank you for having me.
And as a writer, how do people find and follow you?
I do have a Facebook page, Jesse Wolf. I have an author's page on there too, also Jesse Wolf, or my WordPress blog, which is, you know, jessiewolf.wordpress.com. So
I'm guessing a theme of Jesse Wolf there.
Yeah, it's not hard to figure out.
Okay, so everybody out there in After Rotten Time, have yourselves an amazing time. Stay safe, stay happy, stay sane, and if you can't do any of those, make sure it stays off camera. Have fun, enjoy, and be well.